It's Friday, June 9th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump addressed Ralph Reed's Faith and Freedom Coalition, made up of Christian conservatives, yesterday afternoon. The president offered some of the strongest remarks he has ever made on parental rights and a biblical view of the state.
We know that parents, not bureaucrats, know best how to raise children and create a thriving society. And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
Trump recognized the Little Sisters of the Poor at the conference, who received religious protection from the contraception mandate by the president's executive order signed several weeks ago. He also quoted Isaiah 1:17 and claimed this for his agenda in Washington: learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Former FBI Director James Comey was interrogated by the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday, answering questions relating to his conversations with the president prior to his dismissal. Listen to Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, ask Comey about the former FBI director's unusual pattern of immediately documenting his personal encounters with Donald Trump, both while he was president-elect and after he took the oath of office.
Now, you said after that briefing, you felt compelled to document that conversation, that you actually started documenting it as soon as you got into the car. Now, you've had extensive experience at the Department of Justice and at the FBI. You've worked under presidents of both parties. What was it about that meeting that led you to determine that you needed to start putting down a written record?
A combination of things. I think the circumstances, the subject matter, and the person I was interacting with. Circumstances first, I was alone with the president of the United States, or the president-elect, soon to be president. The subject matter, I was talking about matters that touch on the FBI's core responsibility and that relate to the president-elect personally. And then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document. That combination of things I'd never experienced before, but it led me to believe I got to write it down, and I got to write it down in a very detailed way.
3 months ago, on March 20th, Comey confirmed an FBI investigation of possible meetings between Russian operatives and, quote, individuals associated with the Trump campaign, unquote. 6 weeks later, he was fired. The individuals under investigation included Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who admitted to a conversation with the Russian ambassador on matters of state before Trump's inauguration. During the hearing, Comey repeatedly spoke of his concern that the president had lied or would lie again. However, Comey did refute a New York Times report concerning contacts made between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And major media sources are pointing out that these hearings will do little to damage the presidency. British Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party lost crucial seats in yesterday's election in England. The Prime Minister was hoping to strengthen her position by calling the election, but as of last night, the BBC is suggesting that just the opposite happened. Although the Conservative Tory Party will remain the largest party, it will not hold the majority vote in the UK Parliament. The new California test results for public schools have been released, and survey says 52% of California kids failed to meet the minimum standard for reading. Even worse, 69% of African American kids and 63% of Hispanics did not meet that minimum standard. However, in 2016, California did become the first state to require homosexualized curriculum for children as young as the second grade. And on January 1st, 2014, California became the first state to allow transgender children to participate in their gender identities K-12 sports teams and use the bathrooms of their choice in public schools. The Scottish Episcopal Church voted to support homosexual marriage in the denomination, just weeks after the Church of Scotland signaled that it is about to do the same thing. The membership of the fading denomination is 35,000, which is about 1% of the Scottish population. The Church of Scotland's membership is closer to 1.5 million, although dropping fast. There are, however, about 40,000 evangelicals and 13,000 conservative Presbyterians left in Scotland, or about 1% of the population. Jesus told us, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Matthew 7:13-14. Earlier on Wednesday, Missouri's pro-life Republican Governor Eric Greitens called an emergency session of the legislature to stop the enforcement of a pro-abortion ordinance produced by the St. Louis City Council that would turn the major city into a sanctuary for abortion. Last Friday, the St. Louis City Board of Aldermen, in a bizarre move, voted 17-10 to add abortion and contraceptive use to existing non-discrimination laws that are generally used to prevent discrimination based on race, religion, or sex. Though largely symbolic, the ordinance bans employers or housing providers from turning down prospective employees or tenants because they are pregnant, had an abortion, or use contraception. There is no exemption for faith-based crisis pregnancy centers that counsel women against abortion. According to the Washington Post, Governor Greitens also wants lawmakers to consider new pro-life regulations, including annual inspections of abortion mills. The author of a new book called Bob Dylan's Spiritual Journey told The Hollywood Reporter that the folk singer has not abandoned faith at all. Scott Marshall says Dylan, quote, has not been bashful about saying he believes in the Old and New Testament. He believes in both. He's a man of the good book, no doubt, unquote. Dylan's great career regret? His song In the Garden on the Saved LP from the 1980s never received much airplay. Listen now to the very opening of that song. Dylan attended several Billy Graham crusades in the 1950s and calls Graham the greatest evangelist of all time, according to Dylan's biographer. Kelly Schultz, a Worldview listener from Hohoenwald, Tennessee, wrote us at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, thank you, Kevin and Adam. My daughter shared the Worldview link with me a few months ago. I have to say, I am hooked. I look forward to the Worldview each day. It truly is informative, convicting, and humbling to listen to your newscast. I appreciate your directness. No fluff, always on point. By using scripture, the Worldview shows us Christians that we must understand the battles that are raging around the world, and we must be engaged. We must pray. The only thing I don't like about your program is the fact it is broadcast only 5 days a week instead of seven. You are making a difference in our family. Thank you. Unquote. To top it off, Kelly also decided to become a monthly sponsor of The Worldview. Stay tuned for our fundraising update. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on The Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep The Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we are looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We need just 17 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 33 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right. Choose $50 or $25 and check the recurring donation button. So far, in the first 4 days, 12 Worldview listeners have pledged a total of $2,650. Special thanks to our latest three donors. Eric and Jason each pledged $25 per month for a year, and Christina gave a one-time gift of $100. Our goal is to hit the $7,000 mark by midnight tonight. That means I need to find seven more Worldview listeners to pledge $25 a month and four more to pledge $50 a month. Will you be one of the 11 donors to make a pledge by midnight tonight? I'd love to deliver that exciting news on Monday morning. And that's the Worldview on this Friday, June 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.